The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
BLG, we are going to talk about something that I think you're going to be an expert at. What is your most controversial opinion of the NFL offseason so far? You mentioned it, of course, the Jack Nicholson Joker in the East. However, I will flip conferences. I believe, and I don't know this is controversial as much as it is just not being talked about enough, I think that the Bills had the best offseason in the conference. I think that the Bills had the best offseason in the entire AFC. They go out. They're the only really good offense, you know, to use a really lame term, that added, right? They go out and get Emmanuel Sanders. I love that. They didn't really lose anybody they wanted defensively. And I this is going to sound like a joke. I love the Mitchell Trubisky signing. I really do like that. Like, tell me that you cannot see now in a longer NFL regular season, Josh Allen's going to have like a thumb issue or something that knocks him out for one game. And it's the same reason this was under different circumstances. I liked the Andy Dalton signing last year by the Cowboys. Like, I would rather have Mitchell Trubisky than, you know, almost any rookie if in a pinch. And I know how silly that sounds, but that's a hard sort of loosely stable level of security to find.
He's the MVP, RJ.
That's true. That's
Nickelodeon most valuable player.
But think, like, seriously, they got a quarterback that started a playoff game. Like, that's, I mean, in a vacuum, yeah, that's a really nice thing to have.
It is. Look, I'm not going to argue against you with that. I cover a team that signed Joe Flacco for $3.5 million when you could have had Mr. Trubisky for $2.5 million. You know, different situations, roles, whatever. Still, though, I mean, like, this is a player who, like, at least in theory, has upside still. It's not like the Bills are looking to move on from Josh Allen, but, like, it's a totally fine backup signing. Why do you love their offseason as a whole, though? Like, what do you really, really love about it? Like,
I love the Emmanuel Sanders move, because I think I know that Kansas City went after Juju Smith-Schuster, and I recognize that. I don't know that, like, impresses me. And maybe, spoiler alert, that kind of has to do with a take I have about the Pittsburgh Steelers. But what other, outside of Indianapolis, and New England, but to your point, you don't believe New England to be a contender, I guess, with Buffalo. I mean, Indianapolis added Carson Wentz, who, again, big question mark here. What other AFC legitimate contender, like, added a legitimate playmaker to their offense that will take their offense to however higher, it could be minimally higher, but higher still higher, to a higher level? I mean, Baltimore added Sammy Watkins. Cool. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that's the thing. Like, Buffalo was the only one to really add. And so, like, even a small addition in the example of Emmanuel Sanders, I mean, is big, is noticeable. We're going to go get Cole Beasley. We're going to go get Stephon Diggs, who is just like that. Emmanuel Sanders. Like, it only adds to their, it's like, it's not another, like, infinity stone, but it's doubling down on what their quarterback's greatest strength is. And if you're doing that, you're really, really increasing your chances of success.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.